four albums: Lil Uzi Vert's Eternal Atake, Caroline Rose's Superstar, Bad Bunny's YHLQMDL something, and Caribou's last album. I don't know what it is. We'll figure it out. All right, so let's start at the top. I can't talk to Sage in person because we're in a pandemic. Not really much to say. You watch the news. I see that Joel Gluss has joined. Shout out. All right. So Lil Uzi Vert, rapper, emo rapper, you know what it is. He's one of the biggest rappers in the planet right now. And just dropped his follow-up to Love Is Rage 2. After being initially announced in 2018, the album was released this week, or like last week, I should say. And then he followed it up with like a deluxe version later. But I'm only going to talk about like the normal version of Eternal Atake, not the Love Versus the World 2. So right off the bat, this is his best. Yeah, Joel. This is his best album by far. I think this is going to be one of like his most defining albums of his career. And let's hope he stays alive. So I'm just going to start off by playing one of his like better songs here. So this one's called Homecoming. Hopefully my post works. Not a whole lot of depth in the lyrics, but I think the thing that sticks out about this album is his use of the beats, how well he raps on this album. That's like one of the biggest changes and biggest improvements I've seen through this entire thing, this entire album. So this album's actually broken up into like three different parts and different personas, which kind of reminds me of Denzel Curry's last album. What's up, Sage? Thanks for joining me. So the first one's Baby Pluto, which ends with Homecoming. Renji was in the second part, which is actually my favorite part of this album. And then finishing off with Lil Uzi Vert, I guess it's just his normal persona, which includes P2, which is like a redux of XOXO, like whatever it is. What's it called again? Oh, yeah. XO Tour Life. But more on that later. The last part, Lil Uzi Vert actually finishes with That Way, which is a bonus track, which is samples, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, which is kind of hype. So I'll play that in a little bit. So another one of my favorite tracks is I'm Sorry, and this is part of like the Renji part of it. It starts to get a little bit more emo rappy. Now ain't no way you can unhand my baby. Told that girl that she acting too crazy. She want me cause I'm driving Mercedes. But it's Maybach, so this is too different. She like the way that my wrist be sitting. She like the way my bass be hit. She looked at me, her lips, she keep licking. I had some ice on my rolly. I drive my whip like it's stolen. She thought I was gonna say get it. But everything in life is winning. My bar made chain barely fitting. She do anything just to fit in. Oh my gosh, she started licking. I like to play with her kitten. My boy just came on. It is no reason to risk him. I'm the one that get the stick in. Say my diamond too big, can't get risen. You don't hear me, better listen. Stand on my money, I'm tall as Pippin. I'm sorry, I'm trying to pitch him. I'm so sorry that I'm trying to fix him. I'm sorry for everything I ever said. Yeah, I'm sorry if you were misled. Yeah, I'm sorry if my words mess with your head. Yeah. You think that you're better off dead? Yeah. She got me acting all sad. Damn, everything bad. Damn.
Wrong cat.
You
got
so much glare.
Yeah! Here we go.
Are you happy? That
That's Sage's inclusion in all this. Where was I again? Eternal Atake. Yeah, I'm sorry. This goes into full. Fine. Carlos. You're not comfortable here. I know. You shouldn't have let him out. Okay, we're done. No more cats. We're done with cats. This is going to be a horrible, horrible recording on this part. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Okay, the other one is one of my favorite tracks on here is also like Celebration Station.
And I can't do my dance because my pants live from France. I can't show it. I'm working. Yeah. No, I can't show it. Bands, bands, yeah, all the time, yeah. Yeah. Squat, bands, bands, Bellafonte, she ignored that man, fucking with me, handstand. I can't lie, she got that good, but that girl, bad, bad. I stay with her, back, back, make that girl dance, dance. Let's go, yeah, yeah. What is mine, that is yours, you can't hold my land. Yes, I own my land, stacking this paper, you know that I get it up. I can't be broke.
So I guess you're all getting that, the fact that this album is just fucking hype. Fucking hype. But now to the last part. So I think maybe Renji is like my favorite because it's the most kind of emotive one. But Lil Uzi Vert just takes it with all like the bangers. So like here's Venetia. I'm gonna skip right through. Shit sounds like
I found that little bitch, told her to bring her friends. Yeah, yeah. It's not for me, no. It's just for my mess. Yeah, yeah. I'ma just play with the pussy, yeah, as fast I can. Yeah, yeah. I'ma just count these bikes, yeah, as fast I can. Yeah, yeah. I ain't never trust no bitch, I ain't never trust no man. Yeah, yeah. Put up in a brand new brush, followed by a matte black van. Yeah, yeah. Never sit by the door, my boy got a matte black van.
So if you're looking to kind of like, you know, kill some time, dance in your own living room, because where else are you going to dance other than your own like bedroom? Because where else are you going to go? This is the album for you.
I want it that way.
That way. To finish off, really, really hype album. Will not be disappointing. Even if you don't really like futuristic kind of crowd shit, this album sounds like it's pretty good. I'm gonna straight up give you like some really high score. One of my favorite and probably one of my favorite rap albums of the year. It's gonna be like 3 out of 10. It might be a rising too. It is a long album. Like it's 18 tracks long. And then if you want to go in for like the extra, like Lil Uzi Vert with the world too, you're adding another 14 songs. So that's 105 minutes right there. Long. So it's up to you if you really love Uzi. It's really for you. Alright, so the next album here is Caroline Rose, who we've talked about before, and Nicole and I actually went to go see her at City Folk last year. So this is Caroline Elizabeth Rose. She's American, like basically an indie pop star, pop rock kind of artist. And last year's Loner was like an amazing album. This is her fourth studio album here, and honestly, every one of her albums is completely different. I'm surprised she has this long of a career, but like honestly, like she's just put out some really, really good work. So I actually noted down some of the different songs here that I think that are actually like worth listening to. This one is like the opener. It's called Nothing's Impossible. Kind of gives you a feel of like what her vibe is.
Thank you.
that's just really the kind of feel that you're kind of getting. It's mostly instrumental anyway. But one more I can say is like really that this has been a kind of like an evolution. So before her last album, Loner was more kind of like an indie pop rock kind of adventure. Well, this one's maybe a little bit more on the alternative side. So there's maybe a little bit more use of the keyboard and more musical elements here. I think this may be my favorite of her albums. I actually prefer this one album, but I think like you can't go wrong with either of the two, like either the two albums kind of I've mentioned before. Like this is, Sage and I kind of like lump her in with the likes of like Soccer Mommy, Lucy Dacus, Courtney Barnett, even like Claro. And even here, Caroline Rose is even like put in with people like, who am I saying? Like Maggie Rogers and Carly Rae Jepsen, which I don't see. Maybe I can see like an Orville Peck in terms of like a crossover of the crowd, but Halsey a little bit less so. So Got to Go My Way is like the second track, which I find it's like an amazing track. Live with Sean. Is this happening? Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Did you hear that Elton John album?
Oh, which one? What's good, Tara?
The new one.
What's the new one? Yo, that's haram, bro.
Huh?
That's haram.
It's probably coming next year.
It's coming next year. It's dropping next year. Have you listened to Caroline Rose before, Sean?
Sorry, what?
Have you listened to Caroline Rose? What are you eating?
We're eating chili.
It's gross. It did not look like chili.
Huh?
That didn't look like chili. That looked like poo.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm just causing shit here. I'm just causing shit. Sean, have you listened? What's this?
What are you reviewing right now?
Okay, well, Sage, I didn't even look at the chili. I'm reviewing Superstar by Caroline Rose.
Caroline Rose, don't know her.
Yeah, I'm gonna play some stuff right now. Here's a song called Someone New. Can you hear this? The beat actually reminds me, and like the beginning of the chorus actually reminds me of Ellie Goulding.
What?
Ellie Goulding. Her song Lights?
Oh,
like here, I'll play it. Lights. Ellie Goulding. You've heard the song for sure. Or maybe that's not the name of the song. Yeah, it is.
Keep it now. The strength I need to
What? A little bit of Get Shifty influence there, yeah. So, I mean, that's like one of my favorite songs on the entire album. It's only like 11 tracks, 38 minutes long. And it's also like a really good album. It's not breaking the bank by any means, but I think it's worth a listen. And if she comes by Calgary, Sean, you should go see her. She's actually a really good entertainer.
Yeah, I hope she comes by soon.
Well, yeah, right now, actually. She's on tour. EXO Life Tour. This one's getting like an 8 on the dot here, but it could be a riser just like Lil Uzi Vert's. So I'm just kind of racing through all my albums. Do you actually want to see me do this podcast, Sean?
Wait, did you review Lil Uzi Vert's album?
Yes, I did.
You like it?
I did. It's his best album.
Oh, it's his best album.
It's his best album. It's broken up to 3 different parts, so you're going to kind of give it a different little taste. It kind of reminds me of Denzel Curry's, which one is it? What's his album? It's not his last album, because his last album was Zoo. I wish Sage could chime in, but he's not chiming in.
It's such a hip-hop album, but their success based on how many memes they get on meme pages. I'm not kidding.
I mean, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, Taboo, that was the album. So that one's broken up into 3 different parts. That one you should also listen to. Is this one heavily memed? I didn't even get to see. Well, I know Futsal Shuffle is, definitely. Yeah. So this one includes, like, Futsal Shuffle in That Way, which uses...
I Want It That Way.
Yeah, I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. What else? Only got like 2 albums more. This one is actually maybe one of my favorite albums of the entire year. So this one's actually pretty good. It's a pretty good week for me in terms of album reviews, in terms of like songs that I do like, but this all albums that are completely different genres. So this next one's Yo Hago Lo Que Me Da La Gana by Bad Bunny.
I do what I want.
That's exactly it. So this is a follow-up for Por Siempre that came out in like late 2018. And this one was like a little surprise drop, but I did put on the song Ignorantes con Set. So that was a pretty hype track, but I think it's not even close to being the best track for me. So one of my favorite tracks is like actually from the start, and it's called La Difícil. So I'm going to start at 15 seconds in? La Difícil means like the difficult. Yo, you saw Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Where?
Coachella, baby.
Girl, that was a hype. That was a hype performance. That was so colorful too. It was unbelievable.
Like
J Balvin was also there too, right? Yo, shout out! I love J Balvin. So that was like a really, really good track. I think there's another really good one. Pero Ya No, which is one right after it. So that one will start. It's more kind of a sadder song. This man's really in his feelings. Hey. So yeah, man's really in his feelings. He's really kind of like loner, like Latin trap with reggaeton. But like honestly, I think this album really pushes that like sound forward into like big. Yo, what it say? Yo, Nick, what are you saying, man? it pushes forward the sound with like more like modern and like world pop as well as like rock. So Sean, I think you might like this one. So this is like the second last track. I'm gonna put like right at the end because this is where it actually gets really, really, really good.
This is from Buki y Pablo Chis.
That is straight up rock. And like earlier, honestly, like one, like at the beginning, you get none of that. It's like the most well-earned like rock breakdown. Yo, why isn't it talking mad trash here? Huh? I mean, in some ways, you know, like he's this guy, like I was saying, like he's really kind of in his feelings. He really, really likes this shit, right? So like a little down tempo, but he likes to like break the mold with like just putting whatever the fuck he wants, which is basically what this album's about. Yo hago lo que quiero, hombre. This is like one of my favorite albums of this entire year. Bad Bunny's fucking killing it. But if you don't like Latin trap, honestly, like it's not really for you. But Tara, shout out to you to going to Coachella and actually seeing this guy. Like, I really want to see Bad Bunny now. Also, there was a meme about him. Actually, he shared, like, one of his songs on, like, Twitter. And he just shared, a picture of him in the bathroom with a boner. Under his, like, with his underwear on, right?
Was the song really good?
I mean, the song's always hype, right? But it's just kind of hilarious. So it started, like, a little viral trend of guys just showing, like semi-chubbed in selfies. Actually, Sean, I think I saw someone on you, right?
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Need a microscope. Nick wants to request a type of music. What do you want to request, Nick? If it's not Bad Bunny, then I can't entertain you. Carlos is literally right underneath me right now.
Nick coming in with a request.
I'm still waiting. Nick with a request. What does he want to say? While he's thinking of something, I'm just going to put it on Solia. Does it have to be a certain genre? Nick, I had rap, I had indie rock, I had Oxy Latin trap, the
de esa relación de mentira, mami, ya vi cómo me miras. Te lo repito por si se te olvida. Envíale un mensaje que diga que no, 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 sola. Porque papá tanto, si algún día vuelve a verte, no me importa, le dice que no, 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 sola. Porque papá tanto,
si
algún día vuelve a verte.
Okay, favorite song from a concert you've been with me. What concerts have I been with Nick?
We went to the Gretzky, what's that, Wayne Gretzky?
Dwayne Gretzky, the oh. I mean, if you want to put a request for a song. Did Nick go see Orville Peck?
No, he didn't. Nick saw.
Hold on a second. I know exactly. The last person that I did. Hey, yo, it's Pablo. What's good, man? The last artist that I did see with Nick. Not album. Oh, I know exactly who it is. So I went to go see Tim Baker with Nick at City Folk, and everyone in the crowd was a white person who looked like they could be named Tim Baker.
That's racist.
Is it though?
Yeah.
How?
You got Latino privilege.
Okay. And you don't?
No.
Okay.
I identify as African, South African.
I think he played one of these ones, though. This one. So I'm going to put it, like, right about in, like, the middle. Oh, is Mel there? Yo, it's good, Mel.
What's to come, I cannot say.
Pretty sure Mel liked that joke in concert, too.
To take me away. Could take my life away.
But Tim Baker is actually a pretty good performer. All right. So I'm gonna finish this one off. It's been like, what, 26 minutes? I'm really speeding through these four tracks. I was actually supposed to see this artist like next, this actually Sunday, but because of, you know, COVID-19 shout out pandemic, I won't get to see him anymore. So it's this Caribou Suddenly. Sage and I were supposed to go, but sad. We might actually get a chance to see him in like at the end of August, at the beginning of August for Oceaga. So hopefully that pans out, but we'll see. Who knows? So yeah, this is more of an electronic album. So Sean, you might actually like it if you want to like chill or something, or put it on in the store, but the stores are closed in Calgary.
I could probably play it for the showers or something.
Yeah, you can do that. You play it to annoy Ozzy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna put on. No, that's Suddenly. Okay. So here is Jess, what is good?
Jess, what's good?
She's happy on her own.
Jess, say something. You know you can type. Sean, can you introduce who is sitting beside you? We haven't met.
She's going home.
Baby, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Yo, shit, man, that track just bangs for me. That shit bangs. Yeah, I think this is like a pretty strong, like very personal type of album. Yo, Nick, what is this? What does this mean?
It's
a hug. Oh, sorry.
We haven't met.
Okay. Nick's our older brother. But he looks like Tim Baker.
So Nick looks like, what is Nick?
Actually,
Homeland?
Oh, what's his name? He's in Billions.
Yeah, he's gonna blow himself up. Oh, shit.
What's his name? Sean, what's his name?
Darcy.
Damian Lewis. Nick, you look like Damian Lewis.
I got bean everywhere.
Ew. God. I'm gonna put on another song. This one's New Jade. Where did I like this? This one's just a vibe all the way through. Nick, this is a song in the background. They say I look like Guti. What is Guti? Real Madrid footballer. Okay, I'm gonna look this up right now. Guti. Okay, Sean, I'm gonna need you to be honest with me right here. Does Nick look like this man here?
Okay.
Make you absolutely do not let bodies on here, man.
Yeah, you can start.
I think Bobby looks more like Lucy than anyone else, actually. Yes, that looks like Nick. That looks exactly like Nick, but like ginger. Sean is so dreamy. Sean, do you think you're dreamy? So honestly, I think like this album is actually like, it makes me sad that I don't get to see it live. Cause it's such a mood. It's like a consistent, really, 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 really high quality album that I really wish that I get to see live. But you know what? It's fine. I can cry by myself later. This is another strong outing, so I'm gonna give this one an 8.5 out of 10. And so Sean, at the end of this, we usually try to do like our favorite tracks. So do you have any tracks that you wanna, like recent tracks that you've been listening to? I've got a few that I haven't listened to yet, so I can just play them in the background as well.
Michael, can you let Sean talk? LOL.
Okay, will Sean talk?
I'm trying to think of a song that I like.
Like a newer song. But it doesn't have to be one.
A new song.
Yeah.
But a melon. Great song.
Which one? What?
Watermelon Sugar.
Oh yeah, we reviewed that one.
Do you like his look?
Yeah. I honestly thought it was his gay album. It was really great.
His gay album?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like it's a good album. It like what? Like not a gay not in a bad way. Like it's a really good album. On a summer evening. Also, have you seen the album cover? It's really good. It sounds like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so warm. Sean, have you sung this for Tara yet?
Breathe me in. Breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, we're just doing hand gestures. No, Nick, I didn't go to Run the Jewels with you. I was looking at Yellow Knight at the time. This is back on this one. Any other songs, Tara? Any song that you've listened to recently that you like? What's this? I love Maggie Rogers.
Glasgow's good.
Yeah. That's an older track, but honestly, I don't mind putting it on. It became sort of an anthem for Nicole and I while we were walking, we were doing hikes in Iceland. It was pretty fucking dope. Nick, of course, he suggests, hey, can we listen to Fink? Did you cry to this song like Pharrell Williams did? All All right, so Sean, I want you to react to a couple of these, like a track, a newer track here. Do you know who Kaleo is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's a newer track that just came out from his new album, Surface Sounds. It's going to come out later this year. This one's called Alter Ego. Hi, Nick. They had a mail for us. Bangs. I guess Sean left with Tara. All right. So that's basically, yo, what's good, cuz? What's good? Recognize. So that's Kaleo. I really like that one. I did add Presence is Strength by Fever 333. So let's take this one. This is my first time listening to this one.
Yeah. Quickly. Picky. Wonder might get you there, but what if he is just simply the lesser of devils, but no sin free? And if we pick these, head to the top of the devil listening, well, that's homie. Send us something before the ending. If you want to get it, if you talk about it, be about it, only see it if you're ready. But goddamn, I think the people better got the people turn around on me. Down with the king, calling servants, we'll be the last ones
to okay. Wow, that's a pretty strong track. And I think I'm going to listen to maybe like one more. I'm going to skip over some Janae Aiko and J Electronica for the time being. And maybe go into some Girlpool. And maybe a Kehlani track. So this one's Like I'm Winning It. It's a single by Girlpool here.
When you touch me, it's like I'm winning it. I don't want to be dramatic, but that song pushed us up. I'm just checking, can I be your baby?
Yes, 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 all of it. Kehlani's Toxic. This is her new single. I think most people know that we take turns being wrong.
I get real accountable when I'm alone. I get real about it all when I'm alone. It's so crazy missing you when I get on. Don Julio made me fool for you. And now I hit your phone up with that rah rah rah. Isn't my da da da? Isn't that ah?
Hey, what's good, Dia?
All of this love is toxic. All of this love is toxic. No.
All right.
I was his way
okay.
For you.
Kind of feel. It's more kind of a ballad here. So that's it. For today's episode, so I'll probably post this up on Monday. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to name it, but I'm probably going to spend the weekend editing this. Sage might upload one on him by himself. I'm not sure if he will do one on Instagram Live. TBD. In any case, that's it for now. Just want to say shout out to everyone who stopped by and watched and listened with me, and might do this more often because we're all a little bit lonely right now and separated. So this is like the least we can do at this point in time. So don't forget to follow us at Out of 10 Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, no Snapchat, TikTok. I have TikTok at Michael V. Jordan. It's useless. Sage might have one. I'm not entirely sure. Twitter, we got our own Twitter handles. It'll go into the promo. And YouTube, no YouTube. So obviously, we'll just stick with this right now. Shout out to everyone who watched, all two viewers. Okay, that's it for now. Carlos says bye. All right. See ya. Bye.